After years of a second-rate act on a second-class circuit, after years of obscurity, toiling in doubt and in debt, comes a chance I could perk up my luck, and I'm going to perk it. Think of the rapture once we recapture that marvelous marionette. Remember the audience cheering the puppet who's stringless. Remember them throwing those purses of gold all away. It's clear a performance without him is going to bring less. We've got to find him, catch him and bind him, and cage him again till we stage him again. And they say, hooray! Rebels from Molly.
Bravo!
Rebels from Molly. Maestro! Bravos from Baldy, practically holy. You are a showman, second to no man. And with the tickets selling so quick, it's making us antsy, for if we can't see singers from Baldy and in Broly, oh, there's going to be Stromboli Broly. But what if we never can find our dear little Dommy? Farewell to my riches, adio, admiring throngs. No! I will not allow my good fortune to be taken from me. We'll search for Pinocchio from here to Tokyo and bring him back where he belongs. Perhaps little Woody's forgotten that he signed a contract that binds him to me in each codicil, rider, and clause, ensuring whenever my orchestra strikes up their entract, he'll be appearing and I'll be hearing the jingle of coins and the tingling sound of applause. Bravo Stromboli.
Bravo.
Bravo Stromboli.
Magnifico.
We'll name a cannoli after Stromboli. We who are lowly think of you solely as the Napoleon of puppeteers. After all of the years, all of the tears, hearing the cheers ring in my ears, silence the scoffers, fill up the coffers, weighing the offers, everyone proffers. They're dying to back it with such a spectacular show. They, you and they are, acclaim and éclat.